Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
This is your squad, and I know you and Rob G and all the other Lakers fans out there have been hoping against hope that Kyrie Irving was coming to save the day, but he's not.
Okay.
He's not. You know it. I know it. He's staying in Brooklyn, at least for this year. And still, though, you have LeBron James coming off a 30-point-per-game season.
Mm-hmm.
You have Anthony Davis, who I think we say this every offseason, should be motivated to play the entire year and play his best basketball. And what I'm saying, the reports are out there. Russell Westbrook and the first round picks from 2027 and 2029 would get you Miles Turner and Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. And I'm saying this, Ephraim, do it! Lakers, do it! Why not? First of all, Miles Turner is far from chopped liver. He's a 6'11 center who's led the league in blocks twice. All right? He is a good player. He's going to get you double-figure points, going to get you 7 rebounds or so, and protect the rim. So with AD and Miles Turner, you would have great rim protection. He's he shoots the three a little bit. All right, I'm not going to say mediocre. He shoots the three a little bit too. so he can stretch the floor a little bit for you. And then Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is a bona fide sharpshooter. So, Ephraim, I'm on board with that. And let me say this final thing before you go. All this, we can't give up our draft picks. Man, will you stop? First of all, you're the Lakers. You've never built through the draft. Kobe was a draft, but technically a trade. Shaq was a free agent. Wilt was a trade, if I remember correctly, trade. Obviously, Jerry West, that was draft. That's way back in the day. Kareem was a trade. Magic, yes, the draft. But Kareem was the trade. He was the hub. You were great when you drafted James Worthy already. You know? And LeBron, of course, a free agent. Pau Gasol, a trade. Like, the Lakers don't build typically through the draft.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and if you're good, those drafts are going to be late first-round picks anyway. And Ephraim, last thing, most lottery picks don't become stars. Most lottery picks don't become stars. So don't tell me you are going to throw away a chance to compete. I don't think this would make them the favorites in the West. I don't think anybody does. But it would give them a much better shot than they have right now. And if LeBron and AD are still as good as we think, then, that's not bad. It's not a bad squad. Don't throw that chance away for some picks, a number 24 pick in 2029.
Now, we're 7 minutes into the broadcast. I listen to you and Rob all the time, and I very rarely hear you talk for the opening 7 minutes
we're only 6 minutes in. No,
it's 4:07 right now on my clock here.
Your clock is fast.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unlike my soliloquy.
I'm just going to point out the fact that you had 7 minutes of uninterrupted airtime.
I have actually done that before. Rob's not as talkative as you, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I come with the information. So,
all right, well, bring it, Laker fan.
Let me see if I can go back to within the first.
I'm going to sit quiet. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Let me see if I can go back to the first 60 seconds of it and answer that question and then carry on. You're absolutely right. I pull that plug. If that deal is on the table, I pull it right now today. Number one, because we know what it is with Russell Westbrook and what that does for us offensively and defensively. We went through a whole season of that. Although AD and LeBron were hurt a large portion of that season, a person who was not hurt was Russell Westbrook. He shows up and he'll be there and he'll play. He's just not playing at an efficient clip like we would want him that would help us. So yeah, you would
see,
definitely
want
to.
God don't like.
I know he doesn't. And I'm being punished.
You done called.
I'm being
me
punished.
Out.
I did. That's my fault. God, I apologize. You know, dominus ominous, whatever. But we need shooters. Buddy Hield, like you said, is a knockdown, lights out shoot. That's what he does.
Yes.
He catches it and it's in the air. You need that floor spacing for AD and for LeBron James. That instantly adds value to your team shipping those draft picks off. Now, to talk about the draft pick situation, you're absolutely right in terms of the Lakers don't really build through the draft. They have a couple outliers with Magic Johnson, who is Magic Johnson, and then the other one, which being Kobe Bryant, who is Kobe being Bryant, right? The Lakers themselves have problems developing young talent.
Because they're usually so good.
They have problems developing young talent. We saw it. They had Ingram. They had Ball. They had Julius Randle. They had all of these.
Josh Hart. Decent, yeah.
Right? They had all of these guys, and they're now on other teams prospering. That's not what the Lakers do. People want to come to the Lakers. Guys want to come to the Lakers. Shaq wanted. Wilt.
Yep.
Going all the way back. Powell. Well,
wait a minute.
That was 90 seconds.
90 seconds?
That was all I had.
It's 7:09. You've been for 3 minutes.
Well, oh, my God. I don't know where you learned time. But like
I'm
I was saying,
at my clock, but go ahead.
I was saying, like I was saying before I was interrupted.
The takes don't get better just
they are.
Longer,
they well, right? tell
just
that to
they
you,
longer.
Tell the that takes don't to get yourself. Tell that to yourself. I say this to wrap it up. I say this to say that the Lakers don't hold the same value in first round draft picks as other teams would because they presume to be good teams, so they're picking later in the draft anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, those draft picks in a package with Westbrook to get tangible assets that they can use now while LeBron is still LeBron and AD hopefully will be healthy is the best thing for the Lakers to do.
I'm with you. Now, tell me, though, this. How much do you like the – I got to be honest. I kind of like them with Hield and Turner.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyrie is obviously a star, and if not superstar. But Kyrie brings a lot, right? And Kyrie, I mean, we don't – he walked away from LeBron once already. And I know they're not getting him, so this is really almost a moot point. But who's to say that after 2 months, Kyrie wouldn't have gotten fed up and just, you know what I mean, checked out? He's moody. Who's to say he wouldn't have missed being in New Jersey where he has raved about playing and loved being back home? You know, so my point is this, Ephraim. I don't think Lakers, I get it. Okay, it is technically a plan B. It's technically the second choice. But I don't think the gap is as wide as some people would like to say. Like, oh, we could have got Kyrie. Now we got to settle for Turner and Hield. Okay, I guess just on name and dynamism, you'd rather Kyrie. But I don't think the gap is as huge because you're getting two players. You're getting one that's a great defender. You're getting one that's a terrific shooter. You're not going to have any ego issues. You know, like, it helps your depth. Like, I don't think it's as much of a consolation prize or as negative of a consolation prize as some people might say.
No, look, first of all, it's a bittersweet thing for me, the notion of Kyrie coming to our team. Kyrie coming means Westbrook wouldn't be here. So to me, I'm like, okay, because that experiment didn't work.
Right.
Has Kyrie had success with LeBron? Absolutely. Flip side of the coin is Kyrie is still unpredictable and undependable. So as much as I watched him dismantle the Brooklyn Nets last year, the last thing I would want is for him to bring that attitude out to LA and do that to my team. So now you have to weigh those two things. How much does he bring to you in terms of wins and accountability opposed to how much does Buddy Hield, how much does who is the other?
Miles Turner.
How many wins do they bring with stability?
Right.
Right? Without the hint of you just never might one day Kyrie might just be like, look, I need some time to myself again. Again, he's done that a bunch of times.
There could be a national tragedy,
and you just, you know, the Lakers aren't in the business of you know, I don't think they can afford to take those type of chances right now. They need to put a unit on the court that is going to show up and show out. That's it.
I'm with you. I am with you, and so I think the Lakers need to go ahead and get this done. Because you look, with LeBron and AD, you always have a puncher's chance, right? I mean, but let's just be honest. They just don't have the depth. They really don't. You know, they don't have the shooting that's going to – and then, they, like you said, they still have an ill-fitting Russell Westbrook. And so you're not overly excited about this team. You bring in these two guys, you're not predicting championship necessarily, but you do feel like, you know what?
We got a shot.
If a few things, right, fall into place,
the energy, in the building is different, and that's the point.
Yes.
You want to create a symbiotic locker room where guys are focused on going out there and winning. not okay. You don't need that. I'm telling you. And so making that trade for Miles and Buddy would be a step forward for the Lakers going into this season.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers yesterday and how Sammy Watkins had the audacity, right? After playing 3 years with Patrick Mahomes, mad because he was like the fourth receiver, all right? And going to leave there, go to Green Bay where he's been for a couple of weeks and say Aaron Rodgers is on a whole nother level than Patrick Mahomes. And Devontae Adams doubled down. Now, he didn't bring Patrick Mahomes into the discussion, but he did say this about his former quarterback.
You said, I'm going from one Hall of Famer to another. But what was that experience like being with somebody as talented, obviously a future first ballot Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers?
It was amazing, man. I mean, you know, I don't discount anything, you know, that Aaron was able to do for me because he's the best quarterback, you know, in my opinion, to play this game. What he did for me was not just about the type of balls or whatever that he threw, you know, great back shoulder, whatever. He had the Michael Jordan effect. He gonna make you play better. He gonna bring out your best just by being on the field. It's like he was a great leader, but it was more so just about, you would always notice in OTAs, like, you know, every now and then, a guy that's in his, 15th year at that point or whatever, they get days off in OTA, so it'd be times where he wasn't practicing, and you would just notice people start to, like, not fall off, not practicing hard, but it wasn't the same as when Aaron is out there.
Two things I take issue with Devontae saying. One, he's the best to ever do it. Now, I do think, Ephraim, there's an argument, a strong argument, for him to be the best ever in the regular season. It's probably either him or Peyton Manning.
I would pick Peyton Manning over him in a heartbeat. Wouldn't even question it. Wouldn't even take me time.
Regular season.
I wouldn't even debate it.
Because of all the cerebral nature that
brother
that
Peyton Manning was a problem. He was a problem. Ask every defensive coordinator on the planet Earth. Ask every linebacker's coach. Ask every defensive line coach, who gave you the most problems at quarterback? Ask him.
And it was because he was, like, well, here's the one, not the one thing, he's obviously great all around, but the thing I always would say about Peyton Manning, Ephraim, obviously he changed the game.
Completely.
Right? Like, you had audibles and stuff like that before him. But now you go down to the high school level, Ephraim, you see dudes basically calling the game from the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Quarterbacks changing the plays, pointing this guy out, that guy out. He brought that. Am I wrong? Like, he
you
was
are
the
not
first
wrong.
To do all that.
No, what the double snap counts?
Yep.
Right? The double snap counts, the Omaha, say that, and nothing happens. Defense jumps all crazy, right? Like, Peyton Manning ushered that into the NFL. His superpower, and I know we're supposed to be talking about Aaron Rodgers, right. But his superpower was he convinced the defense that they were right and then wrong on the same play before the balls even snapped. Think about that. He
Explain
had the ability
to the lay people.
Okay, he had the ability to come out in a formation offensively. Right? Defenses match up to that formation. Oh, we know what's coming.
Okay.
Get up to the line. Blue 90. Omaha. Say that. Defense, or they do something. Peyton Manning steps back. Kansas. 3-3. Kansas. Now the defense is like, oh, okay, he knows what we're doing. Defensive coach, they audible out of whatever defense that was. You audible into something else that you think he's doing? You're wrong again.
And he's doing the first
same play. You picked wrong. You're wrong twice.
Right.
In one play. I mean, it happened time and time again. Peyton Manning was the only, I've played against all of them. All of them. I've played against all of them. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, all of them. Peyton Manning is the only quarterback, and I've said this many a times, Peyton Manning is the only quarterback during our install, offensively and defensively, where defensive coaches come into our offensive install meeting room and tell us what we need to do to help them against Peyton Manning. Now, how is that
Hold
possible?
Hold on to the ball.
Right? We got to run the ball. Right. We got to, you know, we got to bleed the clock. Like, we put game plans in to actually help the defense. That's the only player that we've ever done that for.
Nah, look, that's fair. To do regular season, none better than him. And Rodgers' numbers, the lack of interceptions.
He's pretty. It's pretty.
Again, you know my issue with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll get to that. That's the playoff lack of success. And really, in the NFC title games, Ephraim, this is a guy whose claim to fame is he doesn't throw interceptions.
Right.
And then in the NFC title games, he's throwing interceptions all over the yard, you know, relatively speaking. It would be like Manning stuttering at the line of scrimmage in the big games, you know, like not being able to do what you just said he does. But here's the second thing Devontae said that bothered me. He put him into Michael Jordan. And that's what I'm saying. I just said it. What do we talk for all of the great things Jordan did? We could talk about his regular season greatness. We could talk about his defense. We could talk about his accolades. We could talk about him averaging 37 points a game 1 year, 32, 8-8 1 year, 35 another. We could do all that. We could talk about the dunking, the fly, come fly with me videos. But what we talk about mainly is what he did when it mattered most. 6-0. And when it matters most, that's when Rodgers is most wanting. That's my issue with, and that's my only issue with Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, is that this dude has not, last thing I'll say, and I want to hear your thoughts. If we say, I don't know, is there the top three, Brady, Montana, probably Peyton, right? Manning. Maybe some will put Elway in there if you go deeper. And Rodgers, maybe that's a five-ish. All of those other four. Elway was in 5 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
1-2. Peyton only won 2, and the last one obviously didn't play very well that whole season, really. But he got to 4. He got to 4. Brady, obviously, 7-3. And who was the other one I mentioned? Montana. Obviously, 4-0. Aaron Rodgers, forget only winning 1 Super Bowl, Ephraim. He only been to 1. Hasn't been to 1 in 11 years. That's a problem for me. And I think it's a problem, and I think it's going to be a problem going forward with his legacy. Obviously, all-time great. Obviously, Hall of Famer. Like I said, throw top 5, all that. But when you nitpick, that's going to be a big nit to pick on Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it is, because that's the standard. That's become what the standard is when you're measuring greatness at quarterback. If not, Dan Marino would be somewhere in the top of that list.
There you go.
All right, one of the most prolific throwers of the football back when they weren't throwing the football like that. How about that?
He was putting up today's numbers.
Back then.
30, 40 years ago.
When everybody had fullbacks and right. H-backs and right, you know, 22 personnel and all of that. Right. You know, you had Dan Marino shredding, you know, throwing for 5,000 yards, 4,000 yards, 4,500 yards. Like, people were like, man, this is crap. 48 touchdowns.
Right.
Right,
like a video game.
It literally was in '84. You in '84, Dan Marino threw for 5,084 yards and 48 touchdowns. That's what?
Crazy. That's crazy.
How?
That's crazy.
How is that even possible? If Dan Marino came out of college today, oh, and by the way, that was his second year in the league. But if Dan Marino came out of college today, oh my God. Are you kidding me?
That's a great point.
So when we're talking about the excellence and the greatest and all of those, yeah, the winning and the Super Bowls matter, because we exclude so many other guys and just kind of hover around this. Well, you know, Aaron has won, so he's in that club. He's in the top. But when you talk about the greatest, if Tom Brady. You don't have to like Tom Brady. You can hate New England Tom Brady. You can hate the cheating, the deflate, get whatever that is. You cannot take it. You want to talk about a Jordan effect.
Right. Right.
That right. is the one guy in today's football that has the Jordan effect. Right? Yep. Like, yep. he had the ability. You can talk about how Aaron, when he's not there to practice, suck, but that's pretty much all of the teams when the starting quarterback is not at practice. Because now you got a guy running first-team offense that shouldn't be running first-team offense, so it's going to be sloppy.
Dudes feel like it's a waste.
You know what I mean? I'm not about to just be out there hurting myself and goofball over here throwing me the ball. You know, not to take anything away from second-string quarterbacks. You know.
But like goofball.
But you know, So when we're talking about the Michael Jordan effect, Aaron Rodgers going to one Super Bowl and winning one Super Bowl in his illustrious career does not in any way, shape, or form signal the Michael Jordan effect. Obviously, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
He did not raise his team to the level of being champions multiple times every year going, right? Defending your championship. When you do all of those things, Patrick Mahomes has more of a Jordan effect than he does, right? Early on, Russell Wilson did, right? Like, so that when you start asking guys questions and they start just throwing anything in there, you lose the validity of what they're saying because you pick apart those. You're like, I mean, I'm feeling on half the statement. I'm feeling what you're saying, but then on the other half, I'm like, man, so maybe I gotta look at both sides and be like, well, he don't know what he's talking about.
Right. It kills your credibility.
It does. So that's why you gotta be careful. That's why you gotta be careful. And this all started with him making a comment, I went from one all-time great to the next, Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr.
Well, right. That's
what opened this whole
thing. We didn't even get to that.
Now we can't even, brother, we can't trust you at all. Okay? It's no telling what you're going to say. And so now, like you said, you lose all validity. It's like, right. What are we doing here?
Great point.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Exempt in the barbershop, you know that ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right, it is Shop Talk here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports, and this week's topic comes from yours truly. I spent last weekend in Vegas. I saw John Legend perform live with the Misses, and I thought it was a fantastic show. It was incredible. I'll talk more about it in a second, but it got me thinking, guys. What is the best concert or theater experience that you've been to live? Tell us about it. Chris, how are you?
Hard to say, man. Obviously, most concerts you go to, at least me, are good. Just about all the Broadway shows I've been to are really good. I'm going to just say I had a great experience in college. Y'all remember Bobby McFerrin? Don't worry, yes. Be happy.
Yeah,
he came to Oberlin College where I went, and performed. And he asked during his show, he asked for a couple of rappers to come up.
You ain't got no bars.
And rock the mic. And of course, I was known as the baddest MC on campus.
My God,
so
this dude, man.
So Chris is a habitual liar.
My boy, Mabu Sanchez, hit the beatbox. And I busted the rhymes with Bobby McFerrin. And, you know, it was hot. It was hot.
No, it was
so
not.
So it was a great experience.
It was warm at best.
Terrible. Not even warm.
With three T's.
For me, it would have to be Prince.
Oh, wow.
Seeing Prince in concert. I saw him in concert about four or five times. And it was a different show every single time. And it was memorable. It was amazing. And not to have him with us as a performer, it made me cherish that experience that much more. It's unbelievable.
Hey, I can imagine. That's a good Prince answer. Was probably phenomenal. Oof, concert.
God, it was unbelievable.
Fun fact, yeah. I'm taller than Prince, which is nice.
That is true.
And rare. That yes. Shows you how short Prince was.
How dare you. Well, I got two. One of them, I saw Beyonce at the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now, Beyonce is just a monster. Like, her performances are unreal.
Yeah, I know. My wife danced with her. She taught her how to dance.
Well, there you go. See, that's a shameless plug.
Real talk.
Wow, that's great.
She's great. But and I don't even, this is not even recency bias, but that John Legend show I saw over the weekend was outstanding for a few reasons. Number one, it's an intimate venue. It's only a couple thousand people. And we were pretty close anyway. So that was like, so the energy is different when everyone's that close.
That's nice.
Yeah. Number two, it's a live band, so I don't got a DJ, you know, just doing whatever. And number three, he has like six or seven background dancers, and that's it. So it's not like those rap concerts I've been to where you go to see this person and there's 12 dudes like, hey, and it's like, no.
I wanted
to see John Legend, and I saw John Legend, and it was dope. So, and Ephraim, I know you go to Vegas a lot with the missus.
Chris, I know you're going to get back out there. Go see the John Legend concert.
All right. I'm going to take that into account. Another one of my favorites was we went and saw Adele in London.
Oh, yeah.
Like her last at Wimbledon.
Wembley
Stadium.
I bet that was great.
It was 98,000 people in there. It was her and the stage and a microphone, and it was unbelievable.
It's captivating, right?
Ooh, it was unbelievable, man. Yeah, we travel. We do things.
I'm actually going, this will be, oddly you bring this up, Saturday my family's going to see, they got like a Michael Jackson
show on
Broadway.
They do, yes.
Yeah. So I hear the guy that plays him is phenomenal. All the moves, just everything. And so we're going to see that Saturday night.
Oh, that's
so
going to be good, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ephraim, you brought up Adele, and I'm sure you saw Prince in like a stadium too. Do you prefer the stadium performances versus the small? Like, what's your?
No, I like the stadium because I can
really
touch
the, more than the small.
Yeah, because I could touch the stage. So,
oh yeah,
I don't. You know, most people are.
Well, you sitting in the front row?
We
are not in Ephraim's tax bracket.
I won't go to a concert unless I'm. I could put my drink on the stage. But that's just me, though.
That's different.
We all had choices.
But if you had to be like the rest of us,
well, I chose not to back in high school.
Oh, high school, you were. Yeah, well, look at it.
I mean, you should have tried harder in high school, Chris. I mean, come on, man. What are we doing?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.